Have you ever heard of splug? Have you ever heard that called splug, the kind that you make out, you know, like maybe with a radiator or something, you know, just real poor conditions, like.
I don't know if I understand just what you asked.
Have you ever heard, like, bootleg whiskey called splug?
Called what?
Splug.
Don't know as I ever did.
I was wondering.
Called what? Now, call that name again.
Splug.
Splug?
Yes, splug.
No, I don't. That's a new nom. That name's a new nom.
Well, you know, what would you say if you had a sore throat and you know, it was all swollen, you know, and somebody said, gave you something to eat and you said, I couldn't eat it because I couldn't do what to it?
Swallow it.
And what do people here smoke?
Hmm?
Some people smoke pipes and the other people
smoke
what? You were telling about a corn cob pipe the other day.
Well, cigars and cigarettes and pipes and all that kind of stuff is the only thing I know.
And what would you say to somebody if they wanted to give you a gift or something, you know, and you said, well, I just can't accept because I appreciate it, but I don't want to be what?
I don't know what I'd say in a case like that.
Would you say you didn't want to be beholden to them or didn't want to be obligated to them, anything like that?
Well, now there is. Time like that's spoken of more often in politics and something like that. We don't want to be obligated to, you know, something like that. Now that can be said, but that's usually not said in just individuals around like we are, you know.
So you wouldn't say that to me?
No. But anybody that would be expecting to ask me for a favor, I could refuse on those terms, you know, that I didn't want to be obligated to you, under any obligation to you, and that's very often spoken of, you know, around. In politics, you know, and they get a lot of people getting in trouble about that too, you know, these politicians, you know, giving stuff to get something.
A lot more lately.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of it.
Well, do you have any accidents out here on this highway out here, you know, this, you know, automobile accident?
Oh, okay, now you have a good many around up here close to Huntsville. Very often I hear of accidents, cars running over the road and running into each other, you know, and it's hadn't been too long ago, the fella got killed up here right here, about 3 miles this side of Huntsville, about a mile this side of the freeway, I guess. Was out there side of the road, and somebody come along and run over him.
Huh. So I guess
in a car.
By the time the doctor got there, he was...
Well, I don't remember where he died right then, or carried in the hospital, I just don't remember. I know the old nigga's name, George, but he killed him, but I don't remember where he killed him right instantly, or the guy in the hospital, I don't remember.
Well, if it killed him instantly, you know, you might say by the time anybody got to hit there to help him, he was what?
He'd already passed away or something like that, or was killed instantly.
Do you ever hear done dead there? Like he was done dead? You ever heard that?
Oh, yeah, I've heard that, but I think that's just a bad grammar, you know, to say done dead. I think,
oh, you wouldn't use it?
No, I don't think people would ordinarily use it, you know. Done dead. He done dead and he got there. Yeah, that's just kind of not using the right kind of grammar, I think.
Oh, I didn't know.
I think you'd say already passed away or something like that. I don't think you'd say done dead.
What kind of birds do you have around here?
Ah, Lord, you could find out down at Whitney's what kind of birds they have.
Well, I looked around. Well, do you have any of those?
We have jaybirds, and we have redbirds, and we have mockingbirds, and chee-chees, and just all hummingbirds, and just birds, so many birds, I don't even know what kind they are.
Do you have any
woodpeckers? Woodpeckers.
Oh,
and,
you did have woodpeckers?
Oh, you have lots of woodpeckers and redhead woodpeckers and have an old bird we call a chab. I don't know what he is. He's just an old kind of a woodpecker bird. They used to call him chabs, but I don't know. He's not a very prominent bird, but there used to be some of them. And I have yellow hammers. That's an old big woodpecker with yellow, got a lot of yellow on him, you know, pretty big bird. Flies around and lights on pine trees and pecks holes in pine trees.